going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, you know, like, I remember when Bob Myers was leaving the Warriors, and it was like, there were so many things up in the air. Draymond was going to be, this is 2023, okay? You had lost to the Lakers the way that you did, and Jordan Poole felt unplayable. So what are you going to do with him? His contract was kicking in. And Draymond Green was going to be a free agent. What do you do with him?
Klay looked bad. Yeah.
Klay looked awful. He was entering into the final year of his of his deal.
What do you do with him, right?
What do you do with him?
Lame duck year for him.
We all acknowledged whatever GM took over was kind of inheriting a no-win situation. Mm. An aging team that felt like they had no chance of getting back to where they wanted to go, right? They felt unathletic, old, expensive, kind of stuck in the rut. They didn't have high draft picks. You had just traded away Wiseman at the deadline, remember, to get GP2 back. So it was just not good. And I look at like what happened yesterday with Nico Harrison for Dallas and him just not being aware of how much Luka resonated with that particular region.
And if you're just joining us, Nico Harrison yesterday at the season-ending presser for the Dallas Mavericks, reiterating what Joe Shasky just alluded to.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Klay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to go on and on.
It's not a video game. I'm talking about sports, life. And I think when I see a lot of these analytic people that talk about sports, very like, oh, well, the seventh inning is exactly the same way as the ninth inning. You know, the first quarter in an NBA game is exactly like it is in the final minute of overtime in the playoffs. It's like, no, you're wrong. These are humans, and there's a human element, and there's also a consumer base,
right?
And so when you take over one of these teams, you're trying to win, but you also have to tap into the heart of your fan. And I think that when the Warrior job came open and Dunleavy ended up getting the job, I think part of why it was a brilliant move in retrospect, because I had my own skepticism, I will freely admit.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact he was with the organization, I think it really helped him be emotionally intelligent on each one of these decisions. So he takes over in July of 2023, essentially. They draft Pajewski. That's their only draft pick that they have. All right? It's kind of like everyone, like, you're getting a guard?
Yeah.
You're getting a guard?
Right.
Like, what? A point guard who's kind of like a shooter and we're not really sure? And he's at Santa Clara?
And no one knew who he was? He was at Santa Clara?
It's like so odd. And then basically within days, they flip Jordan Poole to the Washington Wizards and a first-round pick for Chris Paul, and that blew my mind. I was pissed at that move.
You were. You were
angry. I was pissed at that move.
That was the all-time Warriors, like villain.
Yes.
You just got in a fan favorite. The pool party. Like, we love Jordan Poole. He's a fan favorite for a villain? You don't do that.
No. But if you step back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you knew you were bringing Draymond back, it felt like you couldn't bring Jordan Poole back. Right. So again, there's an emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. These two guys can't be on the same team together. Now, does that have to do with the consumer or the locker room or both? I would argue both.
Yeah.
I think there was a huge segment of the Warrior fan base that did not want to allow Jordan Poole back onto this team.
That whole thing will end up going to seniority, right? Draymond's a made guy. You've won four titles. He's the defensive anchor of this team. He's the heart and soul of this team, Joe. You can't do it.
Four-time champion. And then you never win anything without him.
And then it went into victim blaming, and I hated all that, and I don't want to go jumping into that. It's like, oh, what did he say? It didn't matter what he said, quite frankly. And I do look back at that whole situation, and I do think when we look back years from now, that's probably going to be one of the black eyes, if you will, on a Bob Myers resume that is filled with a lot of good, a lot of greatness with that, but that's probably going to be looked down upon, and rightfully so, when you look back on all the accolades and everything that went down. It's like, yeah, maybe I should have handled that better, but you know what? I didn't at the time. And Mike Dunleavy, his first move was to, you know, rip off the Band-Aid. It's not working. He's got to go. We're keeping Draymond. It is what it is.
And the other part of this that we, you know, I think we have to acknowledge as we're talking about Mike Dunleavy and the job that he's done and everything, especially in contrast to just some of the other GMs around that sport and just the NFL as a whole, I think we underrate how influential the owners can be. Not every owner has their thumb on the scale, but if you talk to enough people that have done the job for a long time, if an owner wants something done, it is done. Yeah. So regarding the Nico situation, if the owner wanted Luka out, Luka's out. It doesn't matter. But when you sign up to be a GM and you get paid, you know, pretty handsomely to do that job, that's kind of the hazardous risk that is associated with that job.
Well, that's why I was shocked when the trade happened initially, because I did think it came from ownership or something happened between ownership and Luka, and that's what happened. I was like, there's no way Nico Harrison's just going to trade him for that, really? I know he's not in the greatest of shape. I know they took the beer from him after they winning the Western Conference Finals. Wasn't a great look. I was like, all right, maybe there's something there. But I was like, no, that had to be an ownership thing. And then I go to find out that the owner didn't really even care, and he signed off on it, and it was Nico Harrison and Rob Pelinka, the Lakers, who go back, and they're friends, they're tight as agents.
Bizarre.
It was all bizarre, and it was like the secret meetings. It was like, wait, what? I had to quadruple check that this was real, and yes, it was real, and it looked bad then, it looks bad now, and God bless Nico Harrison, the way he speaks to the media. I just don't think he can't help this. the way he speaks is so soft-spoken.
Yeah, it's not.
And they need to, he need to be speaking with conviction right now.
Oh, right now.
Right now, he needs to be spoken with conviction. And I look at a guy like Bob Myers, who was perfect in these scenarios, whether it was 100%. A political word salad. But you know what? You came away from that saying, God, yeah, Bob's just a great guy. Very personable, right? I don't come away from hearing anything from Nico Harrison that says he is personable or is in touch with the fan base at all. John Lynch, I'll say this, very personable, very in touch and in tune with the fan base. Is he going to be making all the right moves? And there is a little difference, I want to say, when it comes to him, because him and Shanahan are kind of this, you know, symbiotic relationship when it comes to player personnel. You know, Shanahan having
and
the final
say. And I don't believe that York is that influential on the roster.
Not anymore.
No.
If even if he was with Balky, I don't even know if he was then. But for sure, not now. By the way, shout out Leeds. The owners are Jed York, Leeds United.
Yeah, I don't
English
care
Premier
about
League.
Their soccer team.
They got promoted from the Championship to the Premier League. So,
that means
them.
They're not going
to
spend a lot of money on soccer. I'm out on that. I want them to spend money on the football team. I could care less about their soccer.
Well, they are spending money on a football team, potentially. It's going to just football.
Yeah, okay. So, getting back to the Warrior transactions here, like, I don't know if the mandate came from Joe Lacob to bring him back Draymond Green, but they were bringing back Draymond Green. Well, and maybe it came from Steph. Maybe it came from all of them. Maybe they all were in unison.
Remember Joe Lacob in studio with you and Bonte just sweeping under the rug there. He's like, yeah, you know, Draymond came to my house during negotiations. Just he came over.
Which made it feel like Joe Lacob was the one who put his thumb on the scale and got it done. Now, look, I didn't like the Draymond Green extension. I'm wrong. Been a great extension. He's been really good.
There you go.
No, like he asked. Like there's just no other way around it. Like he had a great year this year. I thought he was pretty good last year. He was great this year.
Shocked you talking to me.
No, he was. Like they're not where they're at without Draymond.
He is a legitimate defensive player of the year candidate. Like that is the case for Draymond Green.
So this is what Dunleavy inherited. He didn't trade away Klay Thompson. Now, was that the right move? Was it not the right move? It felt like in part. You had to stick with them because of the fan base, because of the trio and what you owed them and because of the locker room and all that stuff. But the other part of it is, like, it did kind of harpoon the season. Now, I don't think the season was going to be a championship one no matter what because I don't think Chris Paul was good enough. I don't think Steph was good enough last year. I don't think any of the youngsters contributed enough to what they needed. But I'll listen to the, hey, you should have traded Klay Thompson. But my counter would be, like, would you have been prepared for the blowback on that? Right. Trading him away actively would have been a blowback.
Well, and his only other trade prior to that was, again, the Jordan Poole trading him for Chris Paul scenario.
Right.
That's another fan favorite, another homegrown guy
exactly.
Got rid of. Klay, obviously, the Q rating with him way higher when it comes to the fan base. Four-time champion, one of the greatest three-point shooters. He's a splash. He's a nickname. If you have a nickname, if you have a nickname, it is very difficult to remove you.
Yep.
It just is. Splash brother, right? So, yeah, that was a big part of it. And I'll say this when it comes to Dunleavy. I do love his even-keel approach when it comes to just speaking to the media, when it comes to
He gets it.
He does get it. He's
I
very
agree.
Calculated in what he says. Now, is he as personal as Bob Myers? I don't think any GM, honestly.
No, he's unique.
He's very unique.
But
that's
Dunleavy
what love,
does
Bob.
Feel like he's himself.
Yes.
I don't feel like he's fake.
And he's not afraid to swing big. We've learned that now with the Jimmy Butler trade. He is not afraid to swing for the fences. He's all about that.
I'd like to get into that because, like, I'm looking at it right now and I'm looking at the just, you know, what happened the very next year. So the Chris Paul thing, like, are you going to keep this money? Are you going to trade his money? What are you going to do? I think they tried. I think they tried a variety of different things and it didn't work out. Now I lost my mind. Like, I'm talking about as a fan. You traded away Jordan Poole. You gave up a first-round pick in that. You acquired Chris Paul. He didn't help you. You lost in the play-in. And now you let that money expire and you couldn't add anything. So you basically gave away Jordan Poole and a first-round pick for nothing, for the money to just evaporate?
Right.
Yeah. I was pissed at Mike Dunleavy.
And it felt like a waste, right?
Yes.
And then all the hooting and hollering from the fan base, you got to make a big trade.
Exactly.
You got to maximize the Stephen Curry window, right? God, you just got blown out against the Kings. Klay went over. It was a bad look all around. Listen, we were talking about it yesterday after the show. Like, think about a year ago this time, where this fan base,
Tell the fans what we did yesterday.
We were doing a whole exercise about this time last year.
What show we did?
We were talking about suffering with Steph. That was literally, I did the show notes. I was a producer back then. It was 15 or 30 minutes of suffering with Steph.
And would Steph accept losing, or would he want out? And would you consider the unthinkable?
Right. That's what we were talking about. Hell, we were talking about that like 4 or 5 months ago still. That was how insane everything was then, and how down bad we were as a fan base. But that's what we were talking about. We were talking about the Niners coming off a Super Bowl loss. All these players that want to get paid, right? All the drama. So there was so much different. And it's funny, you fast forward now, and it's kind of like the Niners are in the boat the Warriors were in last year.
Yes.
And now the Warriors are in the boat kind of like where the Niners, the expectations are now maybe championship for them, which is insane how quickly things can change.
Well, that's why I want to go. Yeah. Like, so after that year, you lose in the play-in. Clay's a free agent. Chris Paul. Boom. The salary just gone.
Yep.
Well, Clay was going to leave you. All right. And for whatever reason, it worked out where you got a three-way trade and you got yourself some pieces that could actually help you for the future and for now.
Was
right.
It a three team? It felt like a five-team trade, whatever it was, but continue.
I mean, you basically got Buddy Hield. And look, as crazy as it's been with Buddy Hield, he has helped you a little this year.
Sure. Yes. No, he has. No, but okay. 12-3 start, which was important.
I know.
He was massive those first couple weeks. I will say that, yeah.
Okay, all right. You did get Kyle Anderson in that deal. He was part of the Jimmy deal. Now, that wasn't the only thing, but that was part of it. You obviously waived Chris Paul, so you lost him for nothing. You got some swaps in terms of picks. But more than anything, you did kind of reset your books. And look, I laughed at that, and I thought that was a dumbass notion. Excuse my language.
Reset the books.
No, but I thought it was stupid. I thought, like, I don't care about your money or whatever. But then, like, if you signed somebody, you wouldn't have had the money to be able to extend Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Right? And so you used some of the pieces that you got in the Clay trade. All right? You drafted Quinton Post. You got some financial flexibility for the future. And then you signed Melton. Well, Melton ends up getting hurt, even though he was good for the 6 games. You swung a midseason deal for Dennis Schroeder. Now, it didn't work out, but Schroeder ended up being part of the Jimmy Butler deal.
Schroeder looked really good last night, by the way. 20 points for him in 29 minutes. Pistons win and even up that series 1 game apiece in the Eastern Conference.
You also got Lindy Waters. Remember, you acquired Lindy Waters, who was part of the Jimmy Butler deal. Like, you're laughing, but like, these are all the moves. Like, in a vacuum, each one of these moves is like, I'm laughing at them. But when we like put this thing together, you don't get Jimmy without all of these other little ancillary moves.
No, you don't. And again, Jimmy Butler is a Golden State Warrior, and you're up 1-0 in the series. You're looking to put a chokehold on it tomorrow in Houston, potentially going up 2-0. And Jimmy being a big part of that with Stephen Curry, I think they're the best tandem in the playoffs right now, which is insane. But again, I'm getting playoff Jimmy. It's different than what we saw in the regular season.
Yeah.
It just is. And Mike Dunleavy having the cojones to pull the trigger on that move. How has your viewpoints changed on him, Dub Nation? Like, how are you now viewing Mike Dunleavy after these last few months, the acquisition of Jimmy Butler, Brandon Pajemski, TJD, all of the
Quinton
moves. Quinton Post, I haven't even brought up. Like, Gisantos, all of it.
Don't forget signing Pat Spencer.
Hey, you
guys could laugh, but Pat Spencer has been nice. He's fine off the bench.
I like Pat Spencer. I would love to see Pat Spencer tomorrow, potentially, in a Warriors blowout win.
And
how about that?
They also extended Moses Moody to what looks like today a really good extension for dirt cheap.
888-957-9570. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line, excuse me. Again, how has your viewpoints and stance on Mike Dunleavy shifted these last few months? Has it at all? It has to, right? Like I look at where John Lynch is right now when it comes to Bay Area general managers. He's probably the highest, right? He's rightfully so. The way he's, right? What do you mean,
No.
He's gone to 2 Super Bowls.
No. I think his body of work is the most comprehensive. It's inarguable. But how do I feel about John Lynch right now? I'm like up in the air on the Niners right now. Just maybe it's more the general consensus around the team because they haven't played a game in a long time. We're coming off of a lost season. Like, I'm really up in the air. I love John as a guy. Like, I do. But, like, dude, I don't know about the draft with them. We'll see. Like, they got a lot to prove.
Dunleavy jumped ahead of John Lynch in the Bay Area GM power rankings?
This Jimmy trade? I mean, they could have easily made the move for Lauri Markkanen or for Paul George, and that would have blown up in their face. There is an alternate universe.
That's true.
There is an alternate universe. I love doing this game. Where Dunleavy is fielding questions the way Nico is.
What is that?
Am I wrong?
On Disney Plus, the what if scenarios and Marvel, right? We're going nerding out here.
Hypothetically, you know, no one's wishing this on anyone, but, you know, he can't control Kyrie getting hurt.
No.
Had something happened to Steph or Dre, we probably don't even make the playoffs.
Maybe not. If you, even with Jimmy Butler, you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. But again, like that. Well, yeah, that'd be brutal.
That's what I'm saying.
And you would have already had him locked in the books. Like,
Things that are out of your control.
Yeah.
Like, to a degree.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
But I also think the one thing that I underrated with Dunleavy, and I'm admitting it, like, I've been very harsh in terms of each individual transaction. I do think he's very aware of what this fan base desires in style of play and the roster and how it's constructed. Like, I don't think he makes these moves without considering those things. And I actually appreciate that.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.